L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Bert Show.
It was so painful. I am sitting there with my mouth open, not believing what I am seeing on the screen.
Nope. No spoiler alerts, man.
Nah. It was jarring. 100% jarring. I am curious if you guys listening have ever watched a television show before and there's either been a scene or a finale that kept you up at night or literally changed your mood, all right? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. You can't escape the internet right now, at least with the show. I'm not going to tell you what happened on the show, but The Last of Us, I'm so mad. I am so mad on what happened this week. Now, to be fair, this show is based on a video game. So if you are into the video game...
About mushroom zombies, right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there's a brand deal between a mushroom coffee and The Last of Us. It's Last of Us branded mushroom coffee. With cordyceps, the mushroom from the show.
Up until this point in the show, I've really, really enjoyed it. And it's not one that probably doctors would tell you, you know, if you're going to watch TV, watch this right before you doze off.
Absolutely not.
Because it's pretty intense, right? However, this week is next level. Next level intense. So much so that I'm not even exactly sure how to describe I was feeling, except like I'm looking at the screen going, this can't be happening, and the way they shot it was in the most painful way possible. It was strictly to get the kind of reaction that I had. But if you played the video game, you knew this whole episode was going to happen. I didn't know anything about the video game, never played 1 minute of it. So I had no idea, and it was jarring.
It's
worse. It gets worse?
No, it's worse if you play the video game.
Really?
Because you're more connected to... I mean, Mo, you've played it too.
The video game is like... I was in tears as a grown man over a video game.
Wow. I had to put it down and walk away.
On this particular scene that I'm talking about?
Really? Because you have to play through it.
Oh, my God.
In brutal detail.
So I haven't even seen the show this season yet. I'm waiting to get more episodes, but I haven't.
Oh, so you already know what's
happening? Uh-huh. Yeah.
So uh-huh. I've seen the first. I watched the first episode. I haven't had a chance to see the episode that dropped this week on Sunday.
And I read the BuzzFeed article.
It was hard to avoid avoid the spoiler. But as soon as I said I saw spoiler alert, I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna read it. And then I watched it. The last time I had a reaction like this, and I'll ask you guys if you had this to any other show also, was Game of Thrones.
The Red Wedding.
The Red Wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, what, all of that? What? How are they going to continue the show? No.
Not even that, but in the first season, what happens to Ned Stark?
Uh-huh.
How is this? How are we going to do it like that? Are you freaking kidding me? That was devastating. And then the one I told you guys about recently with 1923.
Oh, yeah.
So I was upset for days.
Yeah.
Days.
I understand
how they chose to end that.
This is like one of those shows that I wait for it to come out. And I am excited about it. And in one episode, I don't know how I can watch again. That's how bad it was. Like, I just can't imagine the show going on like this.
That's how I felt The Walking Dead. Remember that?
That's
when they introduced Negan with the bat, Lucille?
Yes.
And I mean, this is old now, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. He took out Glenn with the bat in such a brutal way. Glenn was one of the OG characters. Mm-hmm. It was so violent and disturbing. I stopped watching and I never gone back to that show.
It's funny you say that because that was my exact example. And I watched The Walking Dead like faithfully at that time because I was still catching up and I was watching it every day. And I've not seen any Walking Dead after that scene to this day. I don't know what happens after
Wow.
that. I was like, yeah, nah, I'm all set.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And those aren't even continued. The Black Mirror. The Walking. Yeah. Never mind. I'm confusing two shows.
For me, that's how I feel about Outlander. And I've talked about this scene a couple of times on the show before, but it's towards the end of season one. And this, again, like, I was a faithful watcher. This was my treadmill show. I always got so excited. I was like, I'm going to watch my sexy Scottish man. And then all of a sudden, it got real scary and real dark between two men. And I won't describe what happened. In a prison. And it is the most jarring thing. Everybody I talked to about Outlander have specifically said this scene has made it difficult to continue the show. I mean, they really put you through the ringer.
That's
really?
Why
Outlander.
It's why I stopped watching.
Yeah. And to be fair, it never really gets that graphic until later seasons, but it is, it was jarring.
1-855-BIRCHO. Sheridan, the show that you were watching that jarred you so badly, it put you in a bad mood or you couldn't go to sleep.
Hi, guys. Good morning. It has to be Black Mirror. I think you mentioned it, Bert, but that show literally had me staring at the ceiling at night, contemplating everything. Have any of you guys watched it?
Oh, yeah.
Which episode?
Oh, gosh. USS McAllister was probably the one for me that just... there's so many to choose from, but that one is the one just... It shakes you to your core. And it's so relatable to today's society, and it foreshadows a lot of things, and it's... it's on another level.
Yeah, I get it. And Black Mirror, that's one of those deals that you can rebound from that because it's not the same storyline with the same characters every week. So you could kind of like sequester it and just go, you know what? I'll just watch a different episode next week. good morning to Alicia. You are on the Bert Show.
Hey, yeah. So my husband always says I'm overdramatic when it comes to shows. And this last week, me and my daughter were watching 911 because that's our show. And she is 7, almost 8. And when I look over and she is hysterically crying like I am, and my husband just walks in and goes, no, we're not doing this.
Not today.
Get over it.
Yeah, there are just some shows that leave you like that. Like, I think I have to break up with the show. I'm going to give it one more episode to see if it can remain hot for me. But I think it's over.
Have you played the entire game, the second game, Mo?
Yes.
There, I think there is one more scene, maybe two more scenes in my mind. There was one that was really hard to play in the video game that I thought I was going to not be able to finish the game because I couldn't do it.
I can't do it.
Yeah, man.
I can't do another one of those.
Now you see why they call it the best video game of all time.
I guess I get it. Mm-hmm. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.